There are 6 questions in this part. For each question, decide whether the statement is true or false. Tick the correct boxes. You will listen to the recording twice. Now, you have 30 seconds to look through the questions. Are you ready? Let's start.
Hello, and welcome to Fascinating Facts. Today, we're going to take a look at some of those modern inventions which turn out to be, well, not quite so modern at all. Let's start with toothpaste. So you think, toothpaste, when was that invented? 100 years ago. Maybe 200. But we find that actually, toothpaste has been around for 1600 years. People from Egypt used it, and then the ancient Greeks and Romans used it. Was it the same as modern toothpaste? Definitely not. Ancient Greek toothpaste used ingredients like crushed bones and oyster shells. Okay, another invention for you, the good old umbrella. If we look at a number of ancient sculptures from Egypt and Persia, which is now called Iran, it's clear that the umbrella has been around for a long, long time. Certainly more than 2,000 years. Interestingly, it seems that only kings or very important people had umbrellas in these sculptures. So they were a symbol of high social class. But what were they for? In Europe, we tend to think of umbrellas as things to protect us from the rain. But historically, they protected people from the sun. And later, they became a fashion item. The next invention we are going to look at today is...
Now, you are listening to the recording again.
Hello, and welcome to Fascinating Facts. Today, we're going to take a look at some of those modern inventions which turn out to be, well, not quite so modern at all. Let's start with toothpaste. So you think, toothpaste, when was that invented? 100 years ago. Maybe 200. But we find that actually, toothpaste has been around for 1600 years. People from Egypt used it, and then the ancient Greeks and Romans used it. Was it the same as modern toothpaste? Definitely not. Ancient Greek toothpaste used ingredients like crushed bones and oyster shells. Okay, another invention for you, the good old umbrella. If we look at a number of ancient sculptures from Egypt and Persia, which is now called Iran, it's clear that the umbrella has been around for a long, long time. Certainly more than 2,000 years. Interestingly, it seems that only kings or very important people had umbrellas in these sculptures. So they were a symbol of high social class. But what were they for? In Europe, we tend to think of umbrellas as things to protect us from the rain. But historically, they protected people from the sun. And later, they became a fashion item. The next invention we are going to look at today is...
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension part of the test.
Part 2. Question 7 to 10. There are 4 questions in this part. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will listen to the recording twice. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the questions.
Are you ready? Let's start.
Good morning, Steve. My name is John, and I am the new person in the finance department.
Good morning, John. What can I do for you?
As a new person, I need to understand the operation at Lentil, so I wonder whether I can ask you some questions about the manufacturing process in your department now.
Hold on a second, John. Let me post this production schedule before we sit down and talk. Oak, where do you want to start?
Well, you can describe the production flow in your department.
The production process is based on the customer order information that I receive from the sales department. First, we order raw materials from our suppliers. Once the materials arrive at our plant, they are transferred to the production floor where they will go through 5 different processes before they become finished goods.
How many suppliers do we deal with? Are they all local suppliers? Do many materials come from overseas?
We have a very limited number of suppliers. We deal with approximately 10 main suppliers in the U.S., and we only have a handful of suppliers overseas.
How do you control the quality of the purchased materials?
One of the reasons for having a limited number of suppliers is to ensure the quality of raw materials. My quality control group works very closely with our suppliers to make sure that they meet our quality requirements.
Do you maintain a high level of inventory?
No, we keep a very low level of inventory.
How do you move materials from one department to the next?
Very easily through the material request form. If Department B needs materials from Department A, it will fill out a material request form and give it to Department A.
A very simple process. How about labor? How do you calculate the labor cost?
Now listen again to the recording.
Good morning, Steve. My name is John, and I am the new person in the finance department.
Good morning, John. What can I do for you?
As a new person, I need to understand the operation at Lentil, so I wonder whether I can ask you some questions about the manufacturing process in your department now.
Hold on a second, John. Let me post this production schedule before we sit down and talk. Oak, where do you want to start?
Well, you can describe the production flow in your department.
The production process is based on the customer order information that I receive from the sales department. First, we order raw materials from our suppliers. Once the materials arrive at our plant, they are transferred to the production floor where they will go through 5 different processes before they become finished goods.
How many suppliers do we deal with? Are they all local suppliers? Do many materials come from overseas?
We have a very limited number of suppliers. We deal with approximately 10 main suppliers in the U.S., and we only have a handful of suppliers overseas.
How do you control the quality of the purchased materials?
One of the reasons for having a limited number of suppliers is to ensure the quality of raw materials. My quality control group works very closely with our suppliers to make sure that they meet our quality requirements.
Do you maintain a high level of inventory?
No, we keep a very low level of inventory.
How do you move materials from one department to the next?
Very easily through the material request form. If Department B needs materials from Department A, it will fill out a material request form and give it to Department A.
A very simple process. How about labor? How do you calculate the labor cost?
This is the end of listening test. You will have 1 minute to complete the tasks.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part of the test.